Welcome to The Pond, a place where laughter and learning go together like professors and big silly words. Today, everybody has trouble telling the truth.
I can't trust anybody. I need some truth. Where can I find some truth?
As Tony discovers, trust is very, very important.
Hey, Floyd, you seen Bill?
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
You did?
Nope. And yep.
Later, the creatures get involved with a shady character.
Tony the Frog, you are a victim.
I am, huh?
Oh, yes. You're green. Green makes you blend in. Blending in makes you unseen. Unseen makes you have to work harder to get noticed. Working harder just to get noticed is unfair. For that, I can get you millions.
Why? Wow, I never knew I was so unfairly treated. How could they have done this to me?
And they find a great place for him to go.
5, 4.
Where are you sending me?
3, 2.
The moon?
1.
Wow, what a sight. I've always wanted to see a launch.
This and more coming right up on The Pond.
Let's go to the pond. We can splash and sing. Still belong with the creatures and friends you'll find down at the pond. Good friends are what you will find. Be yourself, we don't mind. Kick off your shoes and wet your feet. Have a seat, come on, catch the beat. Oh, let's go to the pond. Come along, there's no place better. Let's go to the pond. We can splash and sing together. You're an original, but you still belong with the creatures and friends you'll find down at the pond.
Hop, bop, fish, flop, float, crawl, big, small, creep, fly, skitter by, wriggle, squiggle, buggy eye, waddle, paddle, things that swim, tackle, trim, and a bug that skims, twitter, glitter, dragonfly, catch a water bug and a butterfly.
Why don't you come with me? Let's go to the pond. Let's go to the pond. The pond.
It was a shocking day at the pond.
You can't?
Asked Bill, the duck.
No, sorry, no can do,
replied Tony, the frog.
Oh, okay. Why not?
Well, my feathery friend, I really do want to help you move your dresser, but I have a prior commitment.
Okay.
I wish I could. Really, it bothers me deeply.
What's your commitment?
Something prior. Plans I already made. Nothing big, just plans.
All right. With whom?
Another creature. Well, could have been Slick the Salamander.
He's coming too.
But it's not. It turns out it's Dr. Holstein.
Okay, that's great. You guys have fun.
Oh, we will.
Tell him I said hi.
I certainly will.
Because I'm seeing him later this afternoon.
You are?
Yeah, I might have pulled a muscle in my wing, which is why I needed extra help with my dresser.
Oh, well, I feel terrible. Now I really, really wish I could help.
Don't feel bad. It's not your fault. You've got plans. I completely understand. Floyd will be here any minute.
Hi, guys,
said Floyd the turtle.
See? Floyd will help.
Sure I will. Whatever it is.
And I put in a call to Methuselah. If he shows, I won't need anyone else.
Okay, as long as you're covered.
I am.
And with that, Tony was off to see Dr. Holstein.
Plans to see Dr. Holstein.
Tony, you see, had a bit of a dilemma.
Move a dresser. I don't want to move a dresser. Those things are heavy. I want to hang out in the water. Move a dresser. And what if he wants to move it back?
There was something bothering him now.
Yeah, there's something bothering me. It's called the narrator.
Tony was feeling the grip of guilt.
Hardly. I told Bill the truth. I am going to see Dr. Holstein.
And, in fact, he did eventually see Dr. Holstein.
Doc, hey, how's it going?
Just fine, thank you. Do you have an appointment?
No.
Oh, well, is this an emergency?
No. Look, I know you're busy, but I thought we'd hang out for a few minutes. That's all.
A few minutes? Okay. Well, let me check my appointment calendar to see if...
Okay, I'm done. Thanks. It was great hanging out, Doc. See ya. Oh, yeah. Bill says hi.
Tony? Tony?
But Tony was gone. Content that he'd fulfilled the words spoken to Bill.
Come on, narrator. Give it a rest.
And hoping nobody would find out.
There's nothing to find out.
And even if they didn't find out, Tony, deep down inside, knew guilt would eat away at him.
Hey, I now have my afternoon free. That's what I'm thinking about.
And that afternoon, as Tony enjoyed his day as best he could, Bill went to see Dr. Holstein.
Well, William, I would suggest you not fly for the next few days. I think you're right. It's a pulled wing muscle, but not too bad. Should heal well on its own.
Thanks, Dr. Holstein. I don't fly much anyway.
Oh, if I could fly like a duck, I'd never touch the ground.
Oh, that's right. You chickens don't fly well.
In my younger days, at my very best, I could fly over a chair. But even then, I required the added incentive of a ferocious dog on my tail.
Well, we're glad to have you as our doctor anyway.
Thank you, William.
And our friend, of course.
Of course.
So, did you and Tony have a good time today?
Tony?
Yeah, he said you guys had plans.
There must be some confusion. I did see Tony. He bopped in here, made a strange appearance, and bopped out.
Oh, yeah, there must be some confusion.
Though the situation seemed suspicious, Bill didn't want to believe that Tony, his good friend, wasn't completely honest with him. As he walked back, he thought to himself,
I feel bad for believing Tony might be lying to me. I need to talk to him.
And so he did.
I'm sorry, Tony.
You are? Well, can I pick the topic?
I'm sorry that I thought for just a moment that you lied about your appointment with Dr. Holstein. Sure, the evidence is against you, but there's just no way.
You're sorry?
Yeah, after talking to him, I realized he didn't know anything about plans. It was all confusing, and for just a moment, I wondered if you weren't telling me the truth. But I know you would, right?
Well,
Tony was feeling the guilt.
Narrator, I'm trying to think here.
Tony?
Okay, all right, I'll admit it. I didn't have plans, per se. I just... Okay, Bill, I'm sorry. I wasn't completely honest with you.
And then Tony said something he would come to regret.
No harm, no foul, all right?
Huh?
What I mean is, I'm sorry, but it's not like I did anything big. Admit it.
I don't know if I can believe you anymore. Is that big enough?
Oh, come on. Of course you can.
Tony, it takes a long time to build up trust. But it takes only a moment to lose it.
Please.
You don't know what it's like because none of us would ever lie to you.
I can hack it. Go ahead. Lie to me.
Oh, really? If you didn't know if we were telling the truth, you could live with that?
I'm mature enough to see through the silliness and get to the bottom of things. Yes.
And that day, something unusual happened. A sort of cloud came over the pond. Suddenly, everybody had trouble telling the truth.
All right, Bill, I get your point. I won't do it again, most likely. Now, are you up for some checkers?
Well, I guess so.
Good. A friendly game to relieve the tension. I might even let you win. All right, not win, but, you know, get ahead a couple moves before I pounce. After that, I need you to do me a favor. Nothing big, not like moving a bed.
Sure, I need to get a drink of water, then I'll be right there.
Tony went to the checkerboard and waited for Bill. And waited. And waited.
That's strange. Not like Bill to miss an appointment.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Floyd. You seen Bill?
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
You did?
Nope, and yep. I saw him.
You all right there, buddy?
Yep. And nope.
You want to play some checkers?
Oh, I really wish I could. I have to go home and help my mom do the dishes.
Well, that's rather responsible of you. A good thing to do. I'll stay here and wait for Bill a bit longer.
Okay, you do that.
And so Floyd left. A little later, Tony heard...
You're it!
Boy, that sounded a lot like...
You didn't get me!
And that sounds an awful lot like...
Yes, I did!
Tony went to investigate. Sure enough, he found...
Bill! Floyd! What are you guys doing?
Dishes.
Reading.
It seems to me like you guys are playing tag.
It does? I can see how you'd think that.
I was tagging you. You were it. Yeah, I can see it too. But I was doing dishes.
And I was reading. You didn't get me.
Did too, while doing dishes.
This is terrible. You guys lied to me. I trusted you.
What's going on over here?
Oh, Methuselah. Boy, is it good to see you. Something strange is going on, and this isn't a good time.
Why's that?
I need some help, and I can't trust these guys.
You didn't ask for help?
No, I didn't from you. but I need a creature to come with me to the hardware store. I'm renting a power tool, and since I'm a frog and all, I don't have ID. I need a voucher.
I'll do it.
I'll take Methuselah, thank you very much. Can you be there in 5 minutes?
I'll be there.
5 minutes later.
Hey, I can't just let you have this on your own.
I know. Methuselah will be here any moment.
You know, since you are a frog and all.
I understand.
10 minutes later.
Hey, I can't hold this much longer.
He'll be here.
Now, hey, you know, if you weren't a frog, they might issue you some form of ID.
You've made your point.
A half hour later.
Hey, I got 3 customers who want this now.
Give me a few more minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure. I got a goat, a lion, and a lizard, all waiting, and each has a voucher.
An entire hour later.
Sorry, I had to rent it to someone else.
The lion?
The goat.
Over a lion?
Hey, goats return equipment sooner. I can't explain it.
Tony went to find Methuselah, who was basking in the sun.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. And you?
You were supposed to meet me at the hardware store. Where were you?
Here. It was the strangest thing. I just decided not to go.
No, not you. This is terrible. I can't trust anybody. I need some truth. Where can I find some truth?
It was then that Tony remembered.
The Bible.
He quickly read.
It's still true. Ah, what a nice thing it is to see.
Yes, it was a shocking day at the pond, when truth seemed to disappear for a day. Tony learned that if you don't tell the truth on even one thing, your friends never know when they can believe you.
It's a terrible thing, really. Don't do it. You want your friends to believe you. So tell the truth, okay? And stay in school, until it's out, of course, and your mom is waiting to pick you up. If you're still inside and you're supposed to be outside, you know, what is she gonna do? Especially if your little sister is in the car and now she's gotta park the car, get your sister out, and walk in to find you. Look, just do what your mom says. That'll solve a lot of problems.
Go to lifeatthepond.com to find out about the pond videos.
This may be serious.
I see your lips moving, but I don't hear you talking.
Does a chicken have lips?
It was a litigious day at the pond.
Oh, boy,
said Methuselah, the alligator, sensing there was trouble coming.
Litigious?
Said Floyd, the turtle, trying to figure out if it's a word he should know by now.
If it's food, I really should know it, especially if it comes with sugary sprinkles on top. Or in a shiny package.
Litigious has to do with lawsuits.
Oh, those things. They aren't fun, even when you put a cherry on top.
On this day, a panther came to town and set up a new law firm. He made a brief appearance before our friends that morning.
Here's my card. Please come see me sometime. If you don't, I'll come see you. You don't want to be on the wrong side of that visit. Trust me. Have a good day.
And with that, he was gone.
Huh. The card says, sue somebody today.
Wow,
said Bill, the duck.
Catchy,
replied Tony, the frog.
This guy makes me a little uncomfortable.
Well, look at you. You didn't give a guy the benefit of the doubt. That's not like you.
I did until I saw what that card says.
I'm trying to think of who I'd sue.
See?
I just don't have any enemies.
There's gotta be somebody.
This is unhealthy talk.
The attorney even had radio ads.
Can't think of anybody to sue? Call me. We'll work up a list of all who've wronged you. You are a victim. Everybody is a victim. Sue a teacher. Sue a friend. Sue people you don't even know. It's easy, profitable, and loads of fun. Remember, don't be blue. Sue. Don't know what to do? Sue. Loan won't go through? Sue. Someone blaming you? Sue. Can't tie your shoe? Sue. Now serving the pond area. Call 555-SUE with 2 E's. That's S-U-E-E, not Suey.
I can't take this.
I have trouble tying my shoe.
Turn that back on. He didn't get to any of my problems.
So, do I sue the guys who make the shoelaces? Or the people who tried to teach me to tie but failed?
Now, don't get me wrong. Some of the greatest people in modern history have been lawyers. But this game of sue, sue, sue is very dangerous. and very unhealthy.
About then, a messenger pulled up.
I have a certified letter for a Mr. Methuselah.
I'm Methuselah.
Yeah, sign here, please.
What is it?
Yep, court order, sir. You are now forbidden to badmouth lawyers.
I am?
Yes, sir. According to this document, it's been declared an infringement on Mr. Johnny's ability to do business.
Mr. Johnny?
That's right, sir.
What if I just state the facts?
Ooh, you especially can't do that. Facts that are demeaning are even more dangerous because they can't easily be proven untrue.
So, who is this Mr. Johnny?
Oh, he's the new attorney in town, and might I add, he's very effective.
How good is he?
Hey, sued himself twice. Won millions of dollars both times.
Wow, that's impressive.
Well, I...
Whoop. I'd be careful there, Mr. Methuselah. Watch it. Implied bad thoughts can be litigated.
What does that mean?
He's threatening to sue just because Methuselah wanted to say something about Attorney Johnny.
Well, I have to go now. I can only threaten one person so much.
See ya!
And off the messenger went.
It's usually about here that Methuselah says something wise.
Oh, Methuselah?
The only wise thing I can say is going to get me in trouble.
And so, Methuselah did the only thing he could without being sued.
Where'd Methuselah go?
He went home. Said something about needing to pray. And off he went.
Oh, is he gonna eat something?
You don't just pray before you eat.
That's right, of course. Is he going to bed?
Methuselah prays all the time.
And that he did. But it wasn't long before one of the creatures met up with Attorney Johnny.
I don't have anybody to sue, so you're wasting your time here.
It's the guy who thinks he has the fewest that really has the most. Tony the Frog, you are a victim.
I am, huh?
Oh, yes. You're green. Green makes you blend in. Blending in makes you unseen. Unseen makes you have to work harder to get noticed. Working harder just to get noticed is unfair. For that, I can get you millions.
Wow. I never knew I was so unfairly treated. How could they have done this to me?
It's terrible. A tragedy. A travesty.
Whom do I sue for that?
We start with your parents.
My parents? No, I can't do that. They're good, hard-working folks.
Don't worry about them. I'll convince them to sue their parents, and they'll be even. We might even sue the hospital in which they were born.
Who else should I sue?
Then we move on to your friends.
Why them? They're good creatures.
You're around them the most, and they are the ones around whom you are forced to work so hard.
And they say they're my friends. Wow.
Johnny then went and found Bill.
Are you here to sue me?
Oh, no. I'm here to help you.
Well, that's great. I can use some help in the garden.
Not that kind of help. I'm here to get you millions of dollars.
I just wanted a whole dog.
You shoot too low, my friend.
I don't need money. It just gets in the way. And it's dirty. Don't ever put money in your mouth.
Not money you hold. Money in the bank. Very clean.
Well, I like that a little better, but I still don't need it.
It's not need. It's entitlement. You, Bill, are a victim.
I am?
A bird with glasses. What could be more humiliating?
A bird with no feathers.
Besides that.
A bird with no bones.
Besides that, too. Although if you find a bird with no feathers or bones, please give them my card. William, you have the right to fly free and clear, and glasses have been impeding your ability.
Okay, and for that, I sue, who?
I have a list.
Wow, there's a lot on here.
The names of everybody remotely responsible, and the friends who never told you about how to get help.
But won't they be angry that I'm suing them?
I hope so. I can add that to the list of complaints. Jurors don't like angry defendants.
Why is C.S. Lewis on here?
You like to read. He's a great author. Your reading requires glasses. It's all very clear.
He's not around anymore.
He has an estate.
Johnny then went and found Floyd.
I was looking for you.
Floyd, I'm going to make you a rich turtle.
That's what I heard.
We'll start by suing everybody faster than you.
Wouldn't that be everybody?
You're catching on. How dare they force you to be behind just because you're so slow? And then we'll sue everybody smarter than you.
And that would be...
Absolutely everybody.
All right. Boy, am I in luck. When do we get started?
Soon, my friend. First, we have other business to take care of.
Oh, what would that be?
You need to appear in court to defend yourself against a couple lawsuits by your friends.
Oh, super. It'll be a good chance to practice for my lawsuits.
And so, the courtroom battles were set to begin.
Let's see here. Do I sue you first, Bill?
Yeah, you sue me and Floyd, then I sue Methuselah, you and Floyd, then Floyd sues everybody.
I think he'll win that one.
He's got a decent case, according to Johnny.
Hey, what's this at the bottom of your lawsuit? A name has been added.
Let me see that. That can't be.
Does it say God?
It must be a typo. Maybe I'm suing a dog. It's just backwards.
Let me check mine, see if I'm suing a dog here. Oh, boy, I have God listed, too. I never noticed that.
I may not be as smart as you guys, but I wouldn't recommend suing God.
Bad news, my shelled friend. You're suing God, too.
Oh, I guess he's the one with the most stuff, so it would make sense.
Gentlemen, I think this is very, very bad. Something's haywire here. You never, ever want to cross God, the creator of the universe.
I agree.
Methuselah!
Where have you been?
Doing a little research into Johnny.
Well, that'll get you sued.
That's okay.
Of course, you'll just sue someone else and break even.
No, I'm not suing anybody. This suing thing is not right. It's abuse of the system, and it's a terrible way to treat one another. If at all possible, God wants us to settle our differences out of court.
Especially our differences with him.
I don't think we're supposed to have differences with God.
No, we're not. Turns out Johnny's been going from town to town stirring up trouble. Then he leaves with lots of their money and the people fighting with one another.
But Johnny said we're all victims of one another.
We're not victims. God has called us to conquer, not complain. To proclaim the truth, not harm others. To be good examples. Not whiners.
Johnny has us all filing suits against God.
He'll lose. See, that's really what this is all about. You guys have been spending so much time worrying about suing one another that nothing productive has been done. This is a big waste of time, money, and energy.
You know what? You're right. I haven't even had time to play. I spent all last night at the library looking up past cases.
I spent all last night practicing before a mock jury.
I spent all last night sleeping. But the night before was a waste, if that's what you're looking for.
When we're fighting one another, we can't accomplish anything of real importance.
I didn't even get any yard work done.
It was right then that Johnny arrived.
Well, 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 Mr. Methuselah, I guess my first trial will be against you.
I don't think so.
No?
No. It turns out I did a little research of my own. I discovered Johnny here has a restraining order to deal with.
Oh, that's so sad. Can you take something for it?
Means there's someone he's not allowed to go near. It's a legal thing.
Oh, I see.
Well, who does he have to stay away from?
Everybody.
Wow.
Now that's a tough restraining order. Impossible to comply. It's cruel and unusual. I'd have to go to the Sahara Desert. It's hot out there.
He appealed and lost.
Now I'm suing myself for losing that case.
Officer Dillenbeck.
All right. Come along, Johnny.
This is absurd. I can't be expected to stay 50 miles away from everybody. It's impossible.
Aye, we found a way to make it easy for you.
Impossible, I say. There are creatures virtually everywhere on Earth.
Just step right in here, please.
Even at the bottom of the ocean. What is this? This doesn't look or feel like a police car.
Oh, it's not. You fellas might want to back it up a bit.
Whoa, a rocket ship.
A what?
5, 4...
Where are you sending me?
3, 2...
The moon?
1.
Wow, what a sight! I've always wanted to see a launch.
Some launches are better than others. This is a really good one.
The creatures learned that day that it's important to settle your differences in a friendly manner. And Johnny learned something, too.
It's impossible to spill coffee on yourself in space. It just kind of floats away. Ruins good lawsuits. Say, I'm running low on coffee. I wonder if there's a Starbucks on the moon. Well, there's gotta be a McDonald's. They're everywhere, aren't they?
Thanks for tuning in to The Pond, a children's radio program the entire family can enjoy. Pond radio shows and DVDs are available at Christian bookstores or online at lifeatthepond.com. Find out more about the pond creatures, see pictures of your favorite characters, and download free coloring pages. Also, go to lifeatthepond.com for special prices on the original Pond DVD.
Work together, work, work together.
If you ever want to get something done.
Big Mouth Bass.
Why would I find her? I'd rather go find the measles.
Alligator Hunter.
Ah!
What?
My popcorn's gone.
Where's Methuselah?
The little things.
Plenty are the toys they give me.
The rise and fall of Tony the Frog.
I throw a wad of paper at a guy's front door and he says, thank you very much, throw something at me again tomorrow.
With lessons encouraging kids to love their neighbors, be careful with their toys, listen to their mothers, and pray for those who are unkind. The Pond DVDs are a trusted help for parents. Go to lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. The Pond is a member of HisKids.net, where parents can find many trusted programs for children.